Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. One of the mainstays of the spring marketplace are salad greens. These crisp, refreshing components of endless salad variations are among the first local items to arrive every year. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, when we start talking about building salads, we should also talk about salad dressings and in particular, vinaigrettes. Try to cover some ground here.
Yeah.
Now I was talking with Cindy Sebastian, who's the owner of Gardner's Gourmet Farm.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the go-to lady for,
first
for salad
one
greens.
First I bought greens from.
Really yeah. Great. She gave me the lowdown on what's out there. And one that she doesn't really grow, but a lot of us know very, very, very well, is iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, yeah, very much.
Kind of the white bread of, yeah, of the greens
yeah.
family.
Yep. I mean, you know, I think there's something very satisfying about like a wedge salad. There's that Christmas. I mean, it's 90% water, I think.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So it's just Christmas, but it's a great foil for blue cheese dressing and the bacon and all those types of things. So it definitely has its place.
It does. Bib lettuce, also known as butter lettuce, has a little bit more flavor. These big floppy leaves.
Right. I mean, it's pretty much grown hydroponically these days, and it's a very delicate flavor. But those big broad leaves are great on sandwiches, too. I mean,
right.
Really good for putting on bread.
And for salad niçoise.
Yeah, that's for
exactly,
underneath. Perfect.
That's right. The green and the red oak leaf lettuce.
Yeah, pretty stuff, I think, especially
really
the
nice.
Red oak.
Yeah. And a little more pronounced flavor also coming out of these.
Yep.
And I think they make a great choice for a BLT.
Oh, yeah.
It just adds a lot of texture and, mm-hmm. and flavor to a salad. Romaine has come on really strong in recent years.
Certainly.
It's almost the king of the salads.
Yep.
And it's got these long, broad leaves and a firm spine. Gives it a lot of structure.
Yeah.
Did you like to cut the spine out on depending on what you're doing?
Yeah. When you get the larger sort of mature heads, definitely. We've been buying a lot of the smaller baby ones. Where you don't have to do that, and they're quite good.
Belgian endive is around.
Sure. Endive, a little bit bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and that's kind of like the little foil for hors d'oeuvres or snacks.
Right. Stuffing. Thing.
Yeah, stuffing. I mean, and it actually braises well, too, if mm-hmm. you wanted to cook it.
Escarole.
Yeah, one of my favorites, mm-hmm. the curly escarole. It's a bitter green. I think it's great with a very strong dressing, even with an anchovy-based mm-hmm. dressing. Really good salad.
And one that I think is all about the texture is frisée.
Oh, yeah, I think that's texturally very interesting, and I think it goes nice in a mix. And, you know, it can make a salad on its own, but again, really delicate.
Right. One that's very, very useful is radicchio.
Yes.
Beautiful color.
Certainly, very pretty. Those cups you can use as foils for different things.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly just sliced up and in a salad adds a nice component.
Mizuna is kind of new to us, but it's
a mustard
useful.
Green. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a little spicy. Again, texturally very interesting. Very pretty when it grows in the ground. I mean, if you've ever seen a head of Mizuna, it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And mustard greens themselves.
Always cool. I think, you know, adding to the mix is very important because of that sort of very different flavor compounds that you get from mustard greens.
They're really, really peppery.
Yeah.
Now, I was talking to Liz Nuttall at N. Olivier about how she goes about putting together a good vinaigrette.
Uh-huh.
And basically, she says, try to match the intensity of the vinaigrette to the intensity of the greens that you're using.
Sure.
Which makes sense.
Yep.
So you can use a stronger flavored vinegar for a stronger flavored green. She likes to put a little bit of mustard in it as an emulsifier.
I think it's important.
And then to get some balance and to get some flavor interest, she'll take a little tiny bit of some kind of a jelly, and she has uh-huh. a great assortment of jellies
sure.
out there. And you just whisk that into it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make it sweet necessarily, but it just gets it off of the yeah. super tart side.
Right.
So I think it's really fun.
Yep.
And Jerry, our best buy of the week for the markets, strawberries.
Great. They're out there. They're very good. I think we're going to talk about them next week even.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I've been using them in salads a lot, and
perfect.
It is really, really fun.
Yeah.
So get out there and try
local
those.
Strawberries. They're ready.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.